what day it is. Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is. Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Listen, guess what today is.
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Hump day!
I see a clinic full of cynics. They want to twist the people's wrists. They're watching every move we make.
To destroy us has vanished while the Jewish people has survived. What's kept us going through the centuries? Staying true to what we are. The West is paralyzed before the Islamist death cult that threatens it because the West is itself gripped by a cultural death wish. The Western culture that stands against the Jews is going down. The West will survive only if it decides to love itself and if it decides to love us, the Jewish people, instead of disdaining us and trying to erase what makes the Jewish people special and what's made the West special too.
Sie lassen regieren Tatsache das Kapital. Sie reden von der Freiheit der Presse. Sie wird die Kaiser lebende Zeitung einen Herrn. Und dieser Herr ist in jedem Falle der Geldgeber. Diese Presse moduliert nun
die öffentliche Meinung. Diese Parteien unterscheiden sich so wenig voneinander, als sie früher bei uns voneinander unterschieden haben. Sie kennen sie ja, die alten Parteien. Das war immer eines und dasselbe. Nun müsste man doch meinen, dass vor allem in diesen Ländern der Freiheit und des Reichtums ein unerhörtes hohes Wesen für das Volk bestehen müsste. Es ist aber umgekehrt.
A majority of Gen Z have an unfavorable impression of Israel. And my friends, I think the reason for that is that we're losing the digital war. Okay, they're getting their information from TikTok and whatever it is, and we're losing that war. When you think about it, the masters of the universe are Jews. You know, we've got Altman and AI, we got Zuckerberg, we got Sergey Brin, we got the whole group across the board, Jan Combs, you know, founded WhatsApp. It's us. And we have to figure out a way to win the digital battle. Amelia, we got to get our digital sneakers on so that the truth can prevail over the lies. And when we do that, the future of Israel will be stronger because a majority of all Americans will support Israel. We'll make that happen. We have to make it happen. Thank you. Baruch Hashem. Thank you.
You know, if you understand everything that happens in the world, you just need to understand one thing. It's the Jews. It's the Freemasons. These people hide themselves. They do it in secret. The Jews control the world. Get rid of the Jews. You solve all the world's problems. It's the Jews. It's the Freemasons. These people hide themselves. They do it in secret. The Jews control the world. Get rid of the Jews. You solved all the world's problems. Salvation. If we only get rid of the small cabal, we solve all the problems of the world. Salvation. Ah, now I understand everything. And I also know what to do. I just give power to Hitler. He gets rid of the Jews. I solve all the problems of the world. Ah, salvation. It's the Jews. It's the Freemasons. These people hide themselves. They do it in secret. It's the Jews control the world. Get rid of the Jews. You solved all the world's problems. Salvation. You know, if you understand everything that happens in the world, you just need to understand one thing. It's the Jews. It's the Freemasons. These people hide themselves. They do it in secret. It's the Jews control the world. Get rid of the Jews. You solved all the world's problems. It's the Jews. It's the Freemasons. These people hide themselves. They do it in secret. It's the Jews control the world. Get rid of the Jews. You solved all the world's problems.
Oh,
now I understand everything. And I also know what to do. I just give power to Hitler. He gets rid of the Jews. I solve all the problems of the world.
I think there's a resurgence of anti-Semitism because at this point in time, Europe has not yet learned how to be multicultural. And I think we're going to be part of the throes of that transformation, which must take place. Europe is not going to be the monolithic societies that they once were in the last century. Jews are going to be at the center of that. It's a huge transformation for Europe to make. They are now going into a multicultural mode, and Jews will be resented because of our leading role. But without that leading role and without that transformation, Europe will not survive.
Self-chosen you chide and deride and deceive and do lie. I want to see you burn.
Run for me, run for me.
Fire. Ash. Total devastation. We know what you are. We'll cut you right out.
We'll cut you right out.
Remove you with ablation.
Will be the causation.
Burn for me, you can be tight, be tight.
Your evil tight ways. run. It's too late
to run. It's too late to run.
Too late now. You're in big fucking trouble, guys.
You're in big fucking trouble, guys.
Here comes the sun.
Puesto el sub para allá para abrir el restaurante que era el arroz y me llama el cocinero. Ricita, ¿qué? Ve por la paellera, venga, que a las 2 de la tarde ya están aquí. Mira el bañador, en las chanclas, todo despeinado porque no me dio tiempo de nada ponerme las chanclas y el bañador. Voy a la playa, había subido la marea.
Anti-Semitism is not just an age-old prejudice. It is a contemporary crisis manifesting on campuses across the nation. It is not enough for individuals or institutions to merely claim they are not anti-Semitic. As my father once taught me, it is not enough for people, especially public figures, to be neutral or not be anti-Semitic. One must be anti-anti-Semitic.
I mean motherfucking Gene, pimping bitches for that green. And I'm here with Hulk motherfucking Hitler. Hulk, I know you got a base beyond belief message for the people. Tell these motherfucking sheep what time it is.
White power bitches, I'm here to tell you motherfuckers that Hitler did nothing wrong. He should have got 6 million. And I got a question for all you Antifa faggots, liberal scumbags, and baby raping kikes. What the fuck are you gonna do when Hitler mania runs wild on you?
One last inspirational message. Fuck the Jews.
White America, wake the fuck up. White America, wake the fuck up.
Yes, white America, white Canada. How about Canada had a conservative with a 30-point lead, and then Trump was joking around saying Canada's become the 51st state, and the 30-point lead evaporated, and the Canucks voted in a globalist faggot, carny. Unbelievable how dumb some people are, but what can you say? Or it was stolen. But wake up, white Europe, please. Wake the fuck up. Wake the fuck up, white New Zealand, white Australia, white countries. Wake the fuck up. Hello, everyone. This is the Sane Asylum, number 322. It's based hump day. I'm your host, Giuseppe Vaffangulo, and I don't know if you remember about 40 years ago, it's hard to believe 40 years ago, there was a cool band, one-hit wonder band called David and David, and they had a song called Welcome to the Boomtown. It's really a good tune, but that was it for them. They had their hit and they disappeared. But now I have the 21st century version. Two co-hosts today for this call-in show, David and David. So this is Welcome to the Jew Town. And so let's start with Scorpio. Scorpio, good to see your text working, at least knock on wood for now. So,
well, yes, you know, I'm a targeted individual.
You are targeted, bro.
I put aluminum foil on my ceiling, so I think everything's going to be okay now.
That's excellent, man. I'm really glad to hear that. And you're looking good, man. Can tell you've been in the gym. Our other co-host today is Dave, David, straight out of Swampton. Swampy, welcome. How are you? And how are you doing? Tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I just look around and I see all the absurdity in the world. I put a meme in the chat about the ice skater who gets the clearly he had witnesses that he meant to basically, you know, karate kick that guy in the neck with the skate, and he gets to walk scottish free. Meanwhile, this other thing that I think is an op, gets everybody enraged. And again, it just points out how down the toilet bowl we are. And I don't know. I'm getting numb to all this shit, to be honest with you. So I'll leave it at that.
Oh man, that was horrible. I don't know if especially for hockey fans, there was a fella, it wasn't NHL hockey. It was some minor league club, a league in Canada, I think, or in Europe. And this black fuck purposely did like a figure skating pirouette and sliced the jugular of this white guy. It was completely intentional. Like these skates the hockey players use now are so sharp. It's like a sword, literally like a sword. And the dude bled out on the ice, and it's just beyond horrible. And so that's really great that you brought that up, Swampy, because the kike controlled justice and the kike controlled media just they give these groids, these violent subhuman groids, a pass every single time. And so the first thing I want to bring up, and by the way, it's a call-in show, so I've put the StreamYard link in both FTJ and Twitter, so you're more than welcome to join the show. We hope you do. It'd be great to get everybody's latest opinions. And this is just – I'm scrolling down to find what I want here on my Twitter profile feed. Here we go. This is what I want. So Dave and Dave, start with Scorpio, then Swampy. Have you guys seen this absolute kike rectum licker governor of Texas, Abbott? Now, I don't know. Why is that ass fuck in a wheelchair wearing a yarmulke? And when Texas – well, here, let me ask you guys if you know. Do either one of you know the percentage of kikes that live in Texas?
It's pretty low. Below 2%.
You guess? Oh, that's close. Swampy, you got a guess?
I would say 1%. And that's
how. Well, you're both close. 0.6%, not even 1%, right? And so this asshole, you know, there's something called the First Amendment, right? So this cuck, this Shabbos Goy kike rectum licker Abbott posted this 19 hours ago. Anti-Israel policies are anti-Texas policies. And he sent a letter to the city of San Marcos today condemning its proposed anti-Semitic revolution, openly flouting Texas law. So what's that about? What that is about is let me scroll to recently led by this cuck fucking traitorous rectum liquor. Texas passed a law, HB 366, I believe, where you cannot, where the heck is it? It's here. I know it is. You cannot question, do any kind of memes in Texas without, approval of the state. Like, that is so beyond the pale. It's probably making people dizzy. Let me find it and then I'll bring it back up. So this is so bizarre that these kike cocksuckers like David, I'm sorry, Greg Abbott.
Governor Hot Wheel.
Yeah, it is Hot Wheel. Yeah, yeah, yep, yep. Yep, so what they're doing is they're trying to, I found what I wanted, they're trying to criminalize political memes, right? And everybody knows that, you know, out of 100% memes, 70% of them are telling kike truths, then another, you know, 30 are talking about violent groids or homos or something, right? It's just that's just telling the truth. And so they passed this law. It's just insane that they would allow this. I mean, it's going to get struck down in the Supreme Court. That's pretty funny. But can you believe, here you go, right here. This is what the First Amendment is under attack in Texas. I mean, break it down. So here's this. And why is that fag in a wheelchair anyway? Here's this guy who's totally bought off by the kikes, right? Or they have him raping an 8-year-old girl or boy. That's why he's doing this, right? But, I mean, it's going to – of course it'll be struck down by the Supreme Court. There's no way the Supreme Court, with which its rich body of previous decisions, it's going to strike down. But this is getting more and more disturbing to me, Dave and Dave, that these kikes and their puppets are literally trying to erode the First Amendment. I mean, in Texas, come on, what the hell is that all about? There's no kikes in Texas. Scorpio, your thoughts?
Well, I knew this Governor Abbott character, Governor Hot Wheels, was a phony back when he put some oversized swimming pool buoys in part of the Rio Grande River to stop the illegal aliens.
Oh, yeah, right.
Same clown that, you know, instead of shipping illegal aliens back to Mexico, he shipped them to, you know, liberal cities to teach liberals a lesson.
Right.
Shooting yourself in the foot, literally. So the guy's a total fraud from the beginning. And you know what, man, I don't react to any of this. So they're trying to take away our First Amendment, or Second Amendment, First Amendment. Don't react to any of this because none of it's real. It's just designed to try to scare you. They know it doesn't have any teeth. It'll never have any teeth. And it's a sign of desperation by the Jews because they know that public opinion and public sentiment is going against them. And I would just ask them, how is Texas associated with Israel? Why isn't somebody in Texas care one way or the other about Israel? There's no good answer for that other than religion, and there is a lot of hardcore Christian Zionists in Texas, so that's how they get away
with that's true.
Religious stuttering.
So, straight out of Swampton, your thoughts on this outrageous, by the way, you can follow Dave Swampy at Outta, Outta, Swampton on Twitter. He does a lot of great posts, so Dave Swampy, what are your thoughts on this outrageous move by this cuck Shabbos Goy Jew rectum liquor abbot?
Well, they're showing their hand. They're getting scared. I mean, that's what it looks like to me. The harder I see Nancy Mace and all these faggots suck Jew taint, I say their time is coming to a close. Because the panic you know, there's nothing better than being at war and your enemy is panicking. Because they make bad decisions and it just, it means the end for them. And that's how I view all this. I think they, you know, as Davis has said in the past, they, when the devil spawned these demons, he did not give them, self-awareness and, this is going to blow up and using Twitter as a measure, maybe that's a poor measure, but I believe it more than I believe mainstream media. And what I see going on there is more awakening and more panic from the kikes. So I think that's a good thing, actually. It's accelerationism and I like to see it. So.
Well, that's a compelling point. And are we joined by our first Hund Blondie? Do you want to join the show or you just want to watch it in the green room? Can you type in and I don't want to bring you on if you don't want to come on. Can you type in private chat and let me know if you want to join the show or not? I see you. So in the meantime, if you can type in the private chat, let me know if you want to come in or not. In the meantime, Scorpio brought up the Second Amendment and the kike's wet dream of taking guns. Look at this. This child raping pederast, Adam Schiff. And if you haven't, we've covered it before. Maybe we'll cover it a little later. What this sick kike did with his groomer handler buddy, Ed Buck. A few years ago, but this is the latest thing. Adam Schiff just filed legislation to ban assault weapons in the United States. Once again, the kike doesn't want you to be able to defend yourself against the muds, the groids, the kikes, the trannies, yada, yada. But look at this. This is FBI statistics. Last year, murders, 1,476 murders by knives, 600 murders by hands or fists, you know, literally just beating somebody to death. Only 364 murders by rifles. And you know, most of those rifles were just hunting rifles, not assault rifles. So this person, Christian Collins, points out, FYI, Adam, there's no such thing as an assault rifle. Isn't it something, Dave, Dave Scorpio, then Dave Swampy, isn't it something that every 6 months or so, these traitorous dual citizen kikes try to run it up the flagpole again to take away our guns? So,
yeah. Jews are behind gun control. Jews are behind almost every awful idea that's sort of run up the flagpole, as you say. I'd say 90% of it is Jewish thinking. And but it's never going to work. Free speech and owning guns is really part of the American DNA. And that's why they want to bring in all these foreigners, you know, and because these foreigners don't give a shit one way or the other about anything other than having their basic needs met. You know,
for free.
The number one issue is immigration. And, you know, everyone's focused on illegal immigration, but legal immigration is our biggest enemy. You got over 1 million people a year coming here. Plus chain migration, plus United Nations refugee resettlement program. So you add all that up, you're looking at, you know, probably 2 billion people plus coming in a year. For 50 years, do the math, you got 100 million people here that shouldn't be here. And I see them all over the place when I go out. People that should not be here.
Oh, great point. Swampy, your thoughts?
No, absolutely. I mean, I... I've mentioned several times in the past, I used to work for before DHS was a thing, I worked for an agency that became central in DHS, and estimates, I remember talking with a coworker who didn't have access to the data, and I mean, they were like, oh, we have a blah, 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 million. I'm like, no. Put an order of magnitude to that. I mean, we're talking just in D.C. alone, 30 million running around. And when I say D.C., I mean the metro proper. I mean Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, you know, Southern Pennsylvania, whatever. But, the fact is that we have a large contingent of people that don't belong here. Right. They are not aligned with our ethos, if you will, and obviously are here to subvert the well-being of white people. And I don't understand why people, normal, normie-type people, can't look around and say, hey, wait a second, what the fuck is going on here?
Absolutely.
We had a real country one time, as you keep reminding us, G-Man.
My lifetime, yeah.
Yeah. And, people like my grandfather who served in every fucking conflict since 1940, he came home after all that shit and said, I'm going to have a cocktail and tend to the garden. He didn't, get up in people's faces. He didn't politic. He didn't, so the Jews won in that aspect too. They took their meat grinder people and deracinated them. And so I don't know what the fuck, it's going to take. But, I was thinking about Scorpio today. I saw this article about California, just renting in California. I think the average is like $22.79. And I looked, I said, oh, that can't be right. And so I said, hey, Grok, what's the, and it gives me four articles, as evidence that that's about the average right now in California, just to rent a one bedroom fucking apartment. I mean, in what universe do people tolerate shit like that? I just don't understand it.
Oh my God. So we're joined by our first participant, Hun the Blondie. Welcome. How are you? Great to meet you. What would you like to share with us today?
Maybe I was a little premature getting in the chat because I'm new at this, so I'll let the fellas go first.
Oh no, okay, but you're good. Let's just what do you think of this latest gun grab? And the fellas both made great points that. Of course, it's the scumbag teenage boy rapist and actual accessory to murder, because his handler, Ed Buck, recruited a young Negro boy and drugged him, roofied him, and they overdosed him. And so Schiff was going to town sodomizing the corpse for like an hour before they realized he was dead. So this is the Jew, the type of Jew that wants to take our guns. So do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, and give them to niggers.
Yeah. There you go.
Giuseppe, Buck was injecting the guy with crystal meth.
Oh, crystal meth?
Yeah, he was injecting crystal meth.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just blew his heart out. Oh, my God. That's horrible. Jeez. Sick. And then Buck took the fall. I guess Schiff literally crawled out the bathroom window of this. It was like a weekend homo fest at some like motel thing. So unbelievable the level. So Hun Blondie, what's your thoughts on the crazy? Activities of all these trannies and these homos and all these people who hate Trump so much, so they're going out of their way to destroy Tesla vehicles, and there was yesterday the vile kike scum Jamie Rathkin, House Representative, dual citizen trader kike in Maryland, was giving a speech with a bunch of woke assholes, and a journalist, Jack Provosek, questioned him, and the kike got the woke crowd to attack him. I mean, this country on Jew is just losing it, man. It's crazy. Your thoughts?
Oh man, I mean, I used to like Flood, I used to be stuck in California, but it was by the coast, and a lot of these foreigners drove Teslas.
Right.
And they were shitlibs, and I'm kind of surprised that now they're going after the cars that they used to drive, and they don't look like they used to. You know, they're all angular and tank looking.
Yeah, weird looking. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, go ahead, Dave.
It's let's look on the bright side here. We have liberals turning on electric vehicles, which is actually
pretty right.
If you think about it.
That's a good bright side. I have to agree with that. And by the way, you can follow Scorpio at DavidScorpio33 on X Twitter. And you can get to his Substack there as well and see his paintings. And Scorpio's a multifaceted, talented, creative guy. And so you should start following him on Twitter. So Scorpio, what have you been tracking lately? The last couple of shows you had technical difficulties. So what's on your mind these days?
Well, I've been under attack, too close to the truth. It's nothing to do that I have, you know, old tech equipment. That's not
right.
No. But, I think what I see very interesting right now is how the government itself, there's so many mechanisms within the government structure to prevent any kind of real upsetting the apple cart moment. I personally think these tariffs are a great idea for long term. Trump does have a few nationalistic impulses, but they're tempered by his Jewish controllers for the most part. But there's no other way you can start to bring any kind of manufacturing back to the United States. And you can't do it without there being some pain. Like, America has gotten addicted to cheap Chinese crap made by slave labor. And that's unhealthy. That's an unhealthy addiction. And we have to get back to some kind of actual manufacturing base. And, you really can't compete with slave labor on the open market. So there has to be, protectionism is the way of the future if you want to have a country. And that includes protectionism. Look, stop immigration completely. We don't need any more people here for a while, especially, people from all these weird ass countries. Like, I see some of these people walking around here. I have no idea what kind of weird goop country they're from.
Right. What
bizarre language they're speaking. Like, we don't need any more of these people here. So a complete ban on immigration. And, as bad as Trump is, the good thing about Trump is I think he's the last sort of barrier towards something real, because all these Trumpers, a lot of them are starting to see they got played, and you have a lot of discontented people that are going to expect something real. And the nationalistic impulse that's sort of in the zeitgeist right now, in the air, is not going to go away, no matter what. Because I think they're going to try to do this morality play where the Jew shows us how dangerous nationalism is.
I agree.
Yeah, I think that's what they're trying to do. But the basic instinct that people have for nationalism and, like, returning our country to some type of sanity is not going to go away with Trump. And Trump has accidentally opened a lot of doors and windows that were previously closed. And I don't think there's any way to put the toothpaste back in the tube.
That's a great point, Dave. And, hey, nobody can blame you for trying to wring every last drop of value out of your Bell Pacific party line. So that's does anybody remember party lines back in the day where you shared a phone line with your neighbors, and it was like who gets to pick up first to make the call? And people were always my German granny and grandpa used to have that, and you'd go there, you'd pick up the phone, and you could listen to somebody else's conversation. That was crazy. That's a great point, Dave. And I think that the Zionist types, and to a lesser degree, the Bolshevik 2.0 kikes, are saying, oh, they like anti-Semitism because it makes it easier for them to gain the upper hand. But I think that they have not factored in just how much the white majority, and even though a lot of the whites are crazy and have been, their minds have been broken by the vile kike, multiple psyops and gaslighting, that there still is a majority of decent white people, the silent majority, who thought they could vote harder and bring Trump in that first, 20, 30 days when he was getting rid of all the tranny laws and the DEI nonsense and everybody was into it. But to validate what your observation, Dave Scorpio, is Trump is plummeting in polls, and not just the rigged lefty polls, but all polls, because what he's doing now is he's, we've already suffered this insane inflation, which is not gone. I mean, if you go to a grocery store, it's still crazy to buy organic food or any kind of decent food. It's just off the chain how expensive everything is. But he's dropping in the polls, and if he doesn't have popular backing support for his agendas, he's screwed and tattooed, and I don't know what he's gonna do to, because you're right. If they do really want to transform this to a real economy. Now, I'm not sure, and we'll have all three of you reply when go Dave, and then Hund Blondie as the third comment. But I'm not so sure that this isn't a way to scare enough normies, enough MAGAtards to back his version of central bank digital currency. So he's calling it the Amero or the AmeriCrypto or something. That no, this isn't central bank digital currency, this is American digital currency. But the end game is the same. So my thought is he doing this? I hope he's doing it to bring real manufacturing back, but my concern is he's doing it to push people further into the classic Hegelian dialect. Well, you see 40% of your retirement stock portfolio, you're freaking out, and all of a sudden you'll be happy for Grandpa Trump to bring in his American crypto thing. So your thoughts?
Well, let's not forget, though, we're already at 80% digital currency as we speak. So I think this is kind of overhyped about, oh no, central bank digital currency. We're already 80% there. And they're never going to get completely rid of cash just because they need it for their own nefarious purposes. And
right.
So I don't think that's that big of a deal. But I think, it's hard to know if Trump is sincere about anything.
Yeah.
And we can argue one way or the other, it's hard to say. But either way, it's going to be sabotage, this plan of trying to bring some type of manufacturing back to America under Trump. It's going to be sabotaged either internally, or that was the plan all along. It's hard to know. But either way, it doesn't really matter because it's going to be sabotaged. And isn't it funny how all of a sudden inflation's a big issue in the news, where we've suffered under 4 years of the most astronomical inflation I've ever seen in my life, barely even mentioned. And now all of a sudden it's like a big problem, inflation, and again, if we did want to get manufacturing back, there's no way we're going to return to a sane economy without some pain. You're not going to fix the mess we're in, and everything's just going to go along seamlessly. So nationalistic thinking is on the rise. I think Trump is sort of a phony WWF version of it. But I don't think you're going to stop it. I think we're going to see this morality play of, oh, this is terrible. The only way is free trade. And isn't it amazing how, George H.W. Bush started NAFTA, and then Bill Clinton, the very first thing he does is gets NAFTA passed. So it was a bipartisan effort.
Yes.
And these people had to know it was going to completely destroy our manufacturing base. And that wasn't that long ago. That was in the 90s. And yeah. 20 years for it to really kick in to where we had nothing left. And we do manufacture bombs.
That's right. Lots of them.
There's not a whole lot. So, it's going to be a long road getting back, fixing the mess that we're in. And Trump's not going to be the guy that does it, but he has opened a lot of doors for us that aren't going to be closed very easily. And the Jews are in a panic because they didn't expect the left to turn on them the way they have. Right. They did not expect that. They thought they had the left under control, and the left is in full-on rebellion against the Jew now. And young people aren't buying the Holocaust. They're not buying, the poor Jew, crap. They don't care. So they're losing control of the younger generation. That scares them quite a bit. And their whole narrative is just falling apart at the seams like a cheap sweater, man.
That's a great point, Dave. And before I go to Dave Swampy, isn't it another reason why we, the average person, want cash? Is that was bizarre, the massive power knockout of Spain and Portugal and big swaths of Western Europe. And the only way for all those several days people could get living needed food and water was cash. So you got to have cash if the grid goes down. And that's what these globalists don't understand, that most people realize that, you know, in times of duress, cash is king. So let's go to and welcome Always Honest. We'll get to you in just a minute, but let's get Dave straight out of Swampton's thoughts on what's going on in Scorpio's ideas.
Well, I agree with Dave. He stole everything
great minds think alike.
I mean, it's just, you know, I don't know how to follow that other than to say, cash is king, but also there's the Stanhope factor, and this is crude, but, we're all adults here, you know, talk about this academy, you gotta get your ass pussy in shape, you know, that's the thing. I mean, there's other things besides cash, barter, and things that I think actually our folk need to start thinking about. That's no joke. I mean, that part is no joke. You know, what services can you provide for what goods and et cetera, et cetera. But he's right, economically speaking, and the whole thing about Trump. I just, you can't trust this fucker. I mean, hence my little T-shirt idea there to snare some libs. You know, and I say libs, that whole, you know, all that stuff has been sabotaged. There are no libs. It's just mentally ill right thinking so people, yeah. You know. But anyway, I'll step back.
Well, before we get Hund Blonde's thoughts, let's welcome Always Honest, the regular Thursday co-host for Davis Lerman's Ladies Night, which is, that's tomorrow night. Tonight's Wednesday. Tonight's Scorpio. By the way, Dave, you and Davis do awesome shows. I really enjoy listening to those. So welcome, Always Honest. And what's on your mind with everything we're talking about?
Hi, you've been a long time.
Yeah, it has. Good to see you.
Well, you're not asking me to get the logo that Davis designed, but you get to hear me. You know, I've been a lot about what you're speaking about. And I don't know if everybody's aware, but Spain, Portugal, Belgium, and some, I think the people of France are all protesting again and have supported publicly Palestine. So,
that's why they pulled the power, huh? Holy cow.
Damn.
Yep, I'm pretty sure that's where it's coming from. Nasty prick. Because we're all adults here. And the other thing is, I don't know if anybody else has heard, if it's been on the radar, but Trump has signed an executive order for mandatory service for 18-year-olds for 4 years. The only way out, the only exemption apparently, is that they have to be able to afford to go to college or get a scholarship.
Really? I didn't know that. When did that happen? So he's essentially
three, four days ago.
National service? Wow.
Yes, he has put in a draft. And the SOB who dodged the draft has balls to make our boys go fight. You know how many
For Israel, of course. Yeah.
How many white, beautiful men are going to, young men, are gonna die for Israel? Because really, that's the box they want to put our boys in, is a coffin.
Wow. Hund Blonde, your thoughts?
Okay, well, back to Scorpio, what he had to say. I feel like a real chump. I was one of Trump's chumps who voted for him back in 2016. And some of these other, back to what his campaign promises were, that he would overturn Obamacare. Did that ever get done? Shit, no.
Right.
And peace, what was it? Law and order. And what happened? Anarchy and disorder with BLM that summer under his watch. And I feel like a freaking fool for that. That's the only time I ever even voted Republican. And before that, the only time I ever voted was for Clinton back in the days MTV promoted that Rock the Vote thing. And I've had it with voting because foolishly I tried to vote for him again in 2020. And I was sitting there during midnight, Western Pacific time, and the numbers suddenly changed in what's his name? Yeah, I'm seniling already. Biden's favor. And yeah, that's when I saw the fraud, and I'm like, okay, I'm never right. voting again. Screw this. Now, my husband, on the other hand, he's always been Republican. And this year, he is pissed at Donald Trump because he's in the stock market and it's affecting his stocks.
Sure.
And he's upset about the tariffs. I don't see why he's, I can't talk to him. He's senile. We got our problems, but he talks tariffs, yet all the shit is still from China.
And, yeah, exactly right. And did you the one thing that's interesting about the points you made is that in 2016, if you were going to vote, how in the world could you vote for Hillary Clinton? She is such a dark, traitorous witch, and Trump seemed like the right choice at the time. So, yeah, I mean, I stopped voting after Obama, but I was really rooting for Trump because I did not want – Hillary Clinton is insane. And just a demon, literally. And so thank God she didn't get in. So,
but yeah. But Trump's a damn Jew. Sorry.
Pretty much. Go ahead, Scorpio.
Yeah. I think that's an important thing, the stock market thing, because, you know, this is part of the morality play we're being shown. All of a sudden, the stock market just starts to plummet. And Elon Musk's profits are down 71%. And I think this is how we're seeing this, you know, manipulation of perception through the control of finance. The stock market is a kosher casino, like it or not, that's what it is. And they can manipulate it to alter public opinion. Your stocks are going down and it's Donald Trump's fault because of the tariff.
Right.
This is part of the manipulation of our perception of reality that the Jews do.
That's so true, Dave, so true. All right, so both Dave Swanton and Always Honest had to drop in and out, so Swampy, what else are you tracking these days?
Well, not a whole lot. Just, you know, it's very distracting to see all these things going on at the same time. And it's hard to really focus on one thing in and of itself. I just know my own misery, and I know who's to blame for that, other than myself. Like I told you yesterday, I have my own my own blame to take, but but anyway, the thing is that you know, speaking about voting, you know, Perot, who was the spoiler, obviously, at least told the truth. You know, that's one of the last times I voted was before I, you know, became a total anti-gov type
right,
of person.
Right.
Was at least he told the truth. He said the big sucking sound, and he brought out the graphs, and, you know, but you could tell the fix was in when he brings out what's his face, and he says, "Who am I? Why am I here?" Even though he's being funny, a lot of people, the low IQ America, didn't understand the joke, right? And
well, plus the deep state of the day threatened to kill his entire family if he didn't get out, and that freaked him out. Yeah.
I mean, that, you know, and that's the thing. And that sounded crazy. But what else are you going to do? You have a spotlight on you, and all of a sudden this shit happens for real, and it's like, yeah, you can't just internalize that shit. So, yeah, I kind of believe that he was actually telling the truth when he said the Republican Party's trying to, yeah. Well, we all know who owns the parties and who owns the government, right? It's Kikes top to bottom. So, you know, he just did what he could, the little he could do at the time. And speaking of which, oh, one thing I'm tracking is on the same vein as James O'Keefe is supposedly in fear for his life and making a I'm not suicidal, and because I've never seen him do that before. And he's saying, I'm really scared this time. I got a lot of stuff I'm going to unload that's you know, going to really shake shit up. So, you know, a lot of, unfortunately, he's cast in this thing where, you know, a lot of people look at that and they're like, yeah, yeah, so what? We all know they're, you know, everybody's corrupt and blah, blah, blah. But I think the level, you know, maybe this time it's the level and who's actually involved might scare the shit out of the system, and they might whack this guy. It's kind of interesting. In relation to, yeah, and then in relation to what Always Honest said about he hasn't had the balls to come out and say, I'm going to reinstate the draft or anything like that. But what he has said is things like national emergency, border security, foreign terrorist designation, public safety threats. I mean, he's a real fag, and he doesn't have the balls to say, yeah, I want your kids to go die for the Kike. You know, just be tuned in to those key words. When you hear that shit, just remember that means go die for occupied Palestine.
Well, you know, I was honest. Great points. There's something to what Dave Otto Swampton's talking about, because let's face it, Virginia Giuffre, who has been one of the most courageous whistleblowers about what really went on at Epstein Island and the various other Epstein honeypot locations around North America and Europe and the Caribbean. She said, I'll never kill myself, repeatedly. I'm not suicidal. Then supposedly she got hit by a bus, and a month or two later she killed herself, right? Even though she blatantly said, I am not going to kill myself. So she must have been saying some things that the demons didn't want to hear anymore. Your thoughts and anybody else after Always Honest? That's shocking. Right before our very eyes, this woman said, I will not kill myself. And all of a sudden we got to believe she killed herself. It's bullshit.
Yeah. I was pretty shocked that she got Epstein. I don't think that she killed herself. You know, she did put a lot of information out there about what these people were doing. And she did speak about the Jews and how they spoke about everybody else and their country clubs and their behaviors and how they were exclusionary and racist. And, you know, she was goy around them, and they made it very clear that she wasn't like them or part of them, and that, you know, she was more their slave. So I think that part of the equation is probably more what they were trying to stop. And as we start moving forward and with their plan, their intent is to impose what I think would be the Noahide laws. And I've spoken about this frequently. And, you know, one of those top Noahide laws is that anti-Semitism is the lead. There's going to be one God, the Jewish God, and the anti-Semitism thing is pretty strong throughout a lot of countries. And I do believe that they are going to push a world war. You've got stuff going on with Pakistan and India. You've got Israel, you know, bombing the shit out of the entire Middle East. You've got all these different, Europe is completely destroyed. That crazy wacko woman, Vanderkunt, pardon the French, she said that Europe, Great Britain, Europe, the EU has Talmudic values.
Yeah, that's right. Unbelievable.
she actually stated that the EU, all of these people that originated, white people, Christian white people, they have Talmudic values. And she was very clear about it. You know, you've got Davis on his show last night was featuring some of the stuff that's that they were speaking about with that big red background. I think most of us have seen clips from it, but the different speakers speaking about how they're losing the digital war because they can't keep up with it.
You know, I put that in my intro. Yep, exactly. Yeah, right. That, right. Yeah, they're.
So, I mean, I believe that obviously everybody doesn't have to wake up. We don't need everybody to wake up. We need a really good portion of really intelligent people that know how to focus in the right direction to be awake and to move forward and to, you know, do things that help our country, that help other countries. And, you know, I kind of want to refer to David Duke for just a minute. He says something that has really resonated with me recently in the sense that he thinks, you know, he doesn't have any real issues with people and he loves everybody. And what he says is they all need self-determination in their own countries. And this is what the Jew has not allowed. They have taken people out of their countries, either by war or however they have managed to do it, and brought them into countries where they just don't belong. And, right. You know, this was also being discussed earlier. So I think a lot of these people would love to go back to their own countries, to tell you the truth, if they had the ability to do this. Now, some people have assimilated for hundreds of years here in this country. They've changed the culture. They've changed our traditions. They've changed everything. And part of having these different cultures in their own countries is so that we can travel to these places and go experience them in their own culture, which is really important. What we're having now, the mixing of all of this, and if you look at some of what's happening in Africa right now, the Africans are literally trying to get rid of every freaking white human being that is in Africa.
Oh, I absolutely. Think
that, you know, and I know the Afrikaners, they want to stay, right? But I'm almost thinking this is an opportunity to barter them out of our countries. You know, like they want all their blacks. Let's give them all their blacks back. And let's find, the Afrikaners, we got plenty of land over here in America for other, more white people. Well, you know, just like the Jews are trading for their hostages. Let's see why we can cut some kind of a deal to trade them back to their homes. Because, you know, they're such proud Africans, right? They should be allowed to go back to their own countries.
Well, you know, there's a statistical validation for what you're saying that I was recently reading an article where these so-called refugees who are threatened at home, 70% of them go back in vacation there. So, I mean, it's like, come on, this is all such kike bullshit. It's not even funny. And speaking of, let's see if I can find it. The speaking of the blacks going back to Africa, this is a funny one. Man, I save too many of these things, and then when I want to get to them, I can't get to them. Let me go.
So,
this she-boon, like a 400-pound side of beef, moved to Ghana because she couldn't be in a country with Trump, and now she's whining that, or maybe it's let me take a look and see if it's in. But I'm telling you anyway that she was whining that, oh, you know, it's hard living here, it's rainy all the time, and all this bullshit. I mean, it's like, no, we don't need you back. We don't need you back. That's certainly the case. So anyway, all right. So Hun Blondie, what would you like to share with us now?
Well, always honest had a point, but those niggers—they're just so used to getting their government gibs, their taxpayer-funded stuff, and that's why they're not going back to Ghana, Liberia, etc.
Yeah, get yeah, it's nice when you get rid of free the shit all the time, right? Yeah, I would like that. Yeah.
Well, the programs have to go away, you know, and really the only way for that to happen is to have control of the government that's imposing all of this shit on us.
Yeah, but that's not the only reason. I mean, first of all, Africans and American blacks do not get along.
That's true.
That's right. The African blacks don't like them.
Yeah, and the other thing is like, go watch Empire of Dust, okay? Niggers like driving their Lexus on nice paved roads and stuff like that. You're not going to get a Lexus over there. You're not going to drive on a nice paved road over there. The standard of living is dog shit. So it's not even Gibbs. It's just if you work at Popeyes, you can lease a nice, you know, you can lease a nice car. I mean, you can, your quality of life is much higher over here, even though it's getting untenable. And they're just not going to go for it. And plus, you know, where'd that family be at and shit? You know, it's not over there. So it would have to be a mass migration, and there would have to be something that spurs that on. It's just not tenable to even think in those terms. I mean,
yeah.
Sorry to interrupt.
Great point.
So, African blacks and American blacks are very different, and they don't like each other. You're absolutely right. And let's not forget too, like, all these different countries in Africa, they don't like each other either, because there's all this tribal warfare and, you know, tribal hatred from going way back. So there's a lot of factors here, but you know, I don't think it's realistic to think that we're going to deport all the blacks from America. It's not going to happen. And but I think the best we can do realistically is we have to stop all future immigration for a time being. That has to come. And I don't think we're that far away from somebody actually campaigning on something like that, because or demanding that, let's say, because this nationalistic thinking is in the zeitgeist now, and it's not going to go away. It doesn't matter what psyops that you pulls on people. Their effectiveness of controlling people's minds is dropping, and it's scaring them very, very badly.
Great points, great points. So this, I don't know if you noticed in the last couple of days, Robert De Niro, who's, I used to like that guy, and now he's revealed himself as such a sniveling shit-lib racial misogynist. But anyway, one of his weird-looking mulatto sons is a tranny now, right? And one of the daughters of fake daughters of Big Mike and Obama the faggot has also now a tranny of some kind. But check this out. Big Mike made a rare admission of who he really is. Check this out.
I wanted to talk, Marlon, a bit about, you know, just so proud of how you are being a role model for dealing with a child that's transgender.
Absolutely.
And that's, you know, that warms my heart, particularly as a black man. You know,
particularly as a black man.
Wow.
Finally.
That's not a deep fake, dude.
Nope, that's not a deep fake. No. So-called Freudian slip.
Well, he even done with a deep voice, Obama, too.
And my wife, Mike, he told her back a few times accidentally.
Many times, Mike. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Michelle.
Yeah, that's just what's unbelievable. But that a little bit of humor. But, you know, these... window to all this insane degeneracy and debauchery, which is, you know, literally what these demons, the kikes, worship, be it Baal, B-A-apostrophe-A-L, Moloch, Baphomet. They worship this unbelievable evil, unspeakable evil. And it's just so sickening to me that these weak, white-minded assholes go along with it and think that, oh, their kids are special because they want to transition. And we all well know that there's no coming back. The real ploy is Kike sterilization of whites and, to a lesser degree, blacks, because there's a lot of blacks who jump into this sick shit. But they're just not going away. I mean, you know, it's in the UK, good old J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potters, was pushing. And finally it went to the Supreme Court of United Kingdom, and they did rule that mentally ill faggots who, you know, cut off their – we're going to cut off your Johnson, Lebowski, who cut off their Johnsons and pretend to be a woman with their maggot and filled axe wound are not women. And that's a big step. I'm thinking at some point the U.S. is going to do the same thing. But, I mean, this is just – we got to get rid of the kikes. That's the bottom line. But your thoughts on this – you know, this tranny shit is just not going away, and it's so sickening. And one of the few good things Trump really did, Dave Scorpio – is say no more DEI, no more paying for tranny operations, yada yada. So, but they're doubling down. Well, kikes always double down. Your thoughts, well, yeah, and then we'll get everybody's thoughts.
The most important thing to remember about this tranny shit, it's an attack on women, and I think right. That's really the framing it needs to be in, because that way actually some of the more liberal people could actually go, oh, gee, that's true, because you know, you're not a woman, and you know what's really fascinating? Every cell in your body can be tested, and they can determine whether it's a male or female, like your saliva, your hair. Your
yep, skin. Everything, absolutely. Yeah.
Everything expresses male or female. So it's important to remember every single cell in your body is expressing feminine or masculine. And honestly, I don't think there's as many trannies out there as they want to make us think. They love to push it on television and put it out in the media.
The celebrity influencers, right? Yeah.
Trannies walk around the streets. I really don't.
Yeah, that's a good point. A really good point. Anybody else want to jump in on this nonsense that all these celebrities are abusing these adopted children, like that goofy woman Charlize Theron has like made all her adopted black children boys into girls and all this sick shit? I mean, and now De Niro and all these other, if you follow Twitter, you see that these celebrities – who clearly did a deal with the devil, either literally or metaphorically, but they're being called on now to be social influencers and destroy the lives of these poor innocent kids they adopted. It just sickens me. Anybody want to jump in with their thoughts?
I do. Yeah. So a lot of these people, if we are to presume that they are, you know, worshiping something, it would be the Baphomet. So this is a bit of a religion for a lot of these people, and so they're quite proud to transition their own children and children that are not their own children, the ones that they bring into their households. It's part of it, you know, they're proud of it. And if you look at all of the monarchies, you can see that it's prevalent within the monarchies. Every single one of them, all across Europe, those things that they're calling princesses are men. They're not women.
Yeah, sure.
So it exists within their own culture. So if this is the elite culture that we're dealing with a bunch of elite Baphomet worshiping weirdos. The reason that we had all of this shoved into our faces so heavily the last 4+ years, you know, you go back all the way through Big Mike and his cohorts, all the way back to then. This has all been shoved into our face just so Trump could come and look like the guy who's going to save us. You know, the Jews give you little bits to play with you, right? So this has all been shoved in our face. Our daughters are being beat up because they can't play sports like a boy. Right. They have these boys. I think it's the volleyball team. Was it the volleyball team or I don't know. Some team just won and they went undefeated, all men.
Yeah, exactly.
In a women's league. So, you know, this is what's been put in our face so heavily. Prior to that, it wasn't noticeable because it was all the movie stars, right? You have right. all these dudes that still, most of them still keep their penises because they know once they cut it off, the requirement for hormones and right. chemicals and all that stuff, even the transitioning. If you notice Big Mike's last comment about the black man, he sounded like a man. So they get to a point where they can't keep taking these drugs because it gives them cancer. That is,
right.
you know, that's a beautiful thing for us because, you know, I'm not an awful person, but I think it's their way out. They get sick and they die. Or most of them that do cut off their willies or their breasts, they end up killing themselves. Statistically, the failure rate for trans surgeries is 100%. They are never able to have any type of real sexual behavior for the rest of their lives.
Yep.
So, you know, anybody that would allow their own flesh and blood child to do this has a psychological disorder and they need to be put into yes. a mental institution. So we need to open up those giant mental institutions that we used to have because evidently exactly. we had really big swaths of our population that needed to go in there. And now they're just out running around everywhere, running the country.
You make such a great point, and medically speaking, what people don't understand is any man who's been in a relationship, marriage with a beloved lady knows that when it's her time of the month and the hormones really start pumping, she can become very angry, very agitated, very easily, right? That's just the nature of the body when it's trying to release the egg and start the cycle over again. And then imagine some dipshit, mentally ill faggot is pumping himself full of 500 times what a woman gets during her menstrual cycle. And gee, I wonder why they get a hold of guns and start shooting innocent people, because they literally are driving themselves insane by hormonal pharmakia. It's just so sickening to me. But of course, the kikes love it. So go ahead.
You know, I just want to kind of like piggyback on to what she was saying earlier. If you look into it, it's actually, I don't want to get too graphic here, but it's actually very, when they try to make a female organ from a man, it ends up going rancid and having all kinds of like serious like infection problems and
maggots.
Yeah. And maggots. Yes, yes. I mean, it's really disgusting. And there's really never going to be any kind of sexual fulfillment at that point. So it's an absolute disaster. And you can easily argue the case that these doctors that are doing this is medical malpractice.
Yes.
And it's actually like Dr. Frankenstein kind of shit that's actually really destructive to people's lives. And these doctors actually should be put into jail and even executed yep. potentially.
Absolutely agree, Dave, 100%. Yeah, and just so make the point of another Talmudic satanic kike bubble, in 2008, when Obama was elected, there were two kike tranny chop shops, one in Boston and one just down the road from me in Richmond, Virginia, both run by kikes. Now it's a Jew bubble, and there's only over 500 of those tranny chop shops in Canada, the United States, and Mexico, and it's growing. It's another one of these Jew bubbles. And I mean, so you multiply that, 500 of these sick Frankenstein chop shops, how many a day can they do? And you got to figure this is the destruction of so many young, mentally ill lives. It's heartbreaking. All right. Well, during this brief pause, let's make a quick point to remind everybody that if you use the code G-Man at Banned by Amazon, Dave Gahari, the owner of FTJ and Money Tree Publishing, and has got a new website. Every book of his various imprints, such as Moonrock Books with Jim Fetzer's conspiracy books, or Money Tree Publishing's Telling the Truth About the Vile Kike, every one of the books that have been banned by Amazon are now at the Banned by Amazon website. And the great news is you can use your debit card, your credit card, and buy all these excellent, excellent books, videos, and yada, yada. And so this is every book that's been banned by Amazon. You can now freely purchase. And if you want to use crypto, Money Tree Publishing now takes crypto. So you're set to own some books or some great quality videos. Are you tired of the crappy 480 of Europa on the internet? Well, you can buy a really clean, polished copy for a few dollars. And you use the code GMAN, G-M-A-N, and you save 10% on your entire order. So what are you waiting for? Go buy five or six books or videos and use GMAN and save a little money. All right. I think with all this dark stuff, I think we need a feel-good story. And so here it is. Intruder 21 clearly is mauled to death by two pit bulls by trying to break into Georgia home. Homeowner finds his body on the porch the next morning. And you know what? There's three dogs there, and two of them won. And so I find that to be a feel-good story. So there you go. Of course, I do have a slightly dark sense of humor. All right.
Fuck you, nigger.
Now, there you go. There you go. That's long overdue. Long overdue. So the next thing, before I go to my next topic, anybody got something they want to bring up and discuss?
Just about the tranny thing. Like, when I was a kid, I thought me and my sister would just play around with that. We thought it was science fiction, just something out of our overactive young imaginations.
Uh-huh.
And then in my travels, instead of going to Europe when it was still European, I went to these far-flung places in Asia. And like Thailand and Philippines, they had long been famous or infamous for their ladyboys. But those are third world countries.
Yes.
So I guess people get desperate enough to chop off their peepees or something and then become whores and stuff for these tourists, these white tourists who want to, they think they're getting some strange, and it's even stranger than they thought.
Yeah.
Another thing that's been on my mind about the trans, why in the heck does anybody think that they're, this has baffled me. It seems there's more MTF trans than female to male. And I don't understand why that is.
That's an interesting question. Anybody want to venture a guess? And then I'll share my thoughts on it.
I think there's more tools available for lesbians where they don't have to do that.
And I think that the poisoning of the young people via bisophenol A in lining every SpaghettiO can and soup can is an estrogen mimic. You've got the overuse of birth control pills in the water, which is literally estrogen, unless you have a really sophisticated or good multi-filter like a Berkey. A gravity filter or a whole house reverse osmosis system, you're going to be drinking birth control pills, estrogen mimic. This whole lie of soy milk is good for you. Drinking soy milk or putting on your cereal is like eating a quarter of a birth control pill, major estrogen mimic. The only type of soy you should ever have is fermented soy. Then it's good for you, like miso or soy sauce. And so I think personally that a lot of these men have been subtly feminized for a long time, and so they don't really consider themselves fags. They want to be a woman because they've been poisoned by this estrogen, and I think that there's these weak men so poisoned that suddenly they're looking desperately to be a woman. That's my thought. Anybody agree or disagree?
I agree. They are turning the frogs gay.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yep.
Chemical castration, right?
Yep. Totally agree with it. Yep. So here's my next, which is just so bizarre. Look at this freak street shitter. So this is this weird, see, he's championing faggots, right? And this sick fuck who doesn't even belong in this country filed 7 articles of impeachment against Donald Trump. And so this guy is so his name is Sri, or thank you, Shah, Sri Dhanadar. So he's this Democrat, and he made his money with having lab testing. And when he went bankrupt, because he's a dipshit, he's a dumb street shitter, he left 150 dogs and monkeys to starve at his abandoned New Jersey testing lab. Luckily, concerned citizens broke in and reported it and saved all the animals. But this fucking piece of shit doesn't even belong in this country. And how the fuck did this subhuman street shitting Pajit get elected to Congress? Anybody got any thoughts?
Kike.
No. They cheated.
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
every single time,
exactly. the same with Santos. Although Santos, I kind of give a nod to, because he was honest about, again, like Perot. He was like, yeah, I'm kind of a criminal. I'm kind of slimy, you know. And he just got his ass handed a sentence. But it's always Kikes. There is no question. You know, how does a government get occupied by foreign nationals? Kikes have set the bar.
Yeah.
It's already occupied by fucking Israel.
That's it. That's exactly it. Yep.
Well,
yep.
Henry Ford knew that over 100 years ago.
Oh, Henry Ford, absolutely. Use the code G-Man and get the complete set at Banned by Amazon. Go ahead, Dave Scorpio.
No, I just want to, you know, I agree with what you guys are saying, but, you know, I thought, Giuseppe, you hit upon something really important just a minute ago about the imbalance of hormones that a lot of people are suffering from. And that's a cause for a lot of not only this tranny shit, but homosexuality. We're under attack by, you know, poison food on so many different levels. And, you know, the hormone imbalances are a big deal, and it's really not talked about enough. And like you said, a lot of it's actually in the food itself. We're being poisoned so many different levels at once. Yeah, and this is by the Jew to kill people and make money as people die. It's really disgusting, and it's something that we all have to really, you know, take into our own hands and value our own health and do everything we can to eat properly and protect ourselves and find ways to enhance your health, because we are under attack, and they want us to die, and they want to make money while you die. That's the game we're playing here. And unfortunately, I've got to drop off this a little bit early, guys. I really appreciate coming on the show. I'm glad that my tech finally worked. I apologize.
Yeah.
For the day. And hail victory, and I'll talk to you guys later, okay?
Are you doing Dave? Are you doing Davis tonight?
I'll be on Davis, yeah.
Tune in tonight for 3 hours of Davis and David Scorpio, the really compelling radio. All right, Dave, have a good afternoon, and we'll be tuning in tonight for you. So, all right. So,
hail victory.
Yeah. Hail victory. Heil Hitler. Yep. Heil Hitler. Absolutely. So,
hey, Giuseppe.
Go ahead. All was honest. Mm-hmm. Sure. So, please do.
I work with intellectual property, and one of my projects was an AI project. Well, the developer of that AI project holds, I don't know, 28 patents, of which 14 of them are AI, are robotic AI. He has engineers that work for him on a permanent basis where they're constantly engineering, creating new stuff. Just it's 24/7, and he's constantly moving companies, selling companies. I had a discussion with him the other day that I found remarkable. So he's got this engineer who's a mathematician, mathematical statistical specialist. I don't know if that's a thing, but that's how it was described to me. So this guy decided to take it upon himself to find out what the actual population of the Earth is. And the way he drew his statistical information was he went to each country, from the smallest to the largest, went to their biggest population centers and started tallying, right? So he started putting in the data, When all was said and done, guess what number he came up with?
So just to make sure I understand and everyone understands, so this is a, this guy is an expert in statistical analysis and modeling, and he started to look at what the actual population by country is of the Earth. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, and so you, so right now we're being told it's about knocking on 8 billion with a B. So I guess I'm guessing it's probably less. I'll say, is it 4 billion with a B?
So his numbers, he said we would be hard pressed to put 1.5 billion people that currently exist alive. Even if you were to multiply by the tens of new births, you could never reach that another 6.5 billion people. He's like, where the fuck are they? So this guy's like racking his brains going, this doesn't work, which triggered him to do research on population control. And he found the Georgia Guidestones, which mentions that they have to keep it around 500 million, right? Well, this triggered him to think about, well, of course, it's a lot easier to wipe out a billion people than it would be 8 billion people, wouldn't it?
You know, that's really interesting. We just all take for granted the numbers that we're told. And so do you have any further insight or detail about how he came to this much lower number?
He literally tallied up every population's so whatever governments are reporting are their populations. He used their own statistical information and went country to country. So he just literally went to every country in the entire world, put them into his statistical and his data collection, and then he let the AI come up with a number.
And that's,
the AI came up with, you're hard pressed at 1.5 billion. Where's the other 6.5 billion people? And then when they ask them, the AI responds, but it's not possible that they exist. So I'm trying to get this in some kind of a video or a document or something, that his research is not, he said it's not finite enough for him to publish because he doesn't want to be in a position where it can be questioned.
Sure.
So that's how these guys function, I would presume. So I found this just incredibly interesting. And the way that he tied it to the Georgia Guidestones, he started researching Bill Gates and some of the statements he's made, some of the statements that have been made in the World Economic Forum. This guy's like 28 years old. He's a young, just an intellectual stud.
Wow.
As I'm concerned.
That's really, you know, we just all take it. I know I have. I've just taken it at face value. But Dave Swampton, what are your thoughts? That, I mean, I guess we shouldn't take anything at face value.
Yeah, I mean, I would, I can't, I'm one of those, like you and I discussed yesterday, I'm a skeptic, and I have my own beliefs and thoughts about processes that are followed and information, you know, claims that are made, in other words. So any claim a government makes, I discount immediately because they've been proven to be liars over and over again. And this guy that always honest is saying, like you're a real person. I've actually met you. I don't know Always Honest. I don't know her, you know, and no offense to her. I mean, you know, I've talked with her at length, but I mean, I'm just saying that, you know, I don't know her association with this person, and I don't know what his credentials are. And, you know, and that's fine that we trust what people say. I mean, you know, you have to have a certain level of trust, but I'm just saying that, you know, just the population of China is getting close to 1.5 billion, so they say. And if you've seen any footage of a city center and stuff like that, and here's the thing, a lot of China, like America, is unpopulated. Like there's, it's very sparse and
yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so But you know, like we've done in this country, everybody wants to be social and gather around, you know, cluster around these city centers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's an efficiency thing, et cetera, et cetera. But the thing is that it is hard to verify. It really is. And, you know, I've been retraining from software engineering, getting into AI, and data, analysis and that kind of thing, mm-hmm. data engineering. And, you know, quality of data is a hard thing to nail down unless you're the guy doing the counting yourself. I mean,
sure.
There are some things like you can, like one inspiring thing is that, like a lot of governments, because they want to know in other words, if I run for mayor of a city and I don't even have the real numbers in front of me, of how many, police incidents there are and et cetera, I can't make good informed decisions. Now, a lot of these people say, hey, I need data. So they've all kind of signed on to this, you know.
All of a sudden, the last 20 seconds, you're cutting out real bad,
you know,
Dave.
It's a double-edged sword, just. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just saying that the data can go either way. It can be used for good or evil, just like digital currency can be used for good or evil.
Sure.
And it just depends on who's in control of what. I'm glad to hear that you're enthusiastic because you definitely sound like, you know, your eye is on the ball. You know, again, you know, I've known a lot of PhDs who are stupid as a fucking rock. And they don't know, you know, if it's not within their entrainment, they have no way of thinking outside the box. And that's fine for some, you know, for some people, that's okay. I mean, that's, you know, who am I to say? But I'm just saying that you got to be careful because, you know, without a PhD, a lot of us know about the Georgia Guidestones. You know, we know that just by analyzing human speech, we know that Bill Gates saying with vaccines and this, we can manage population. Well, that's, you know, coded language. Come on. I mean, we know what that means, right? Only a dummy would kind of play into their own cognitive dissonance and let that become something it isn't. You know, the guy's a fucking genocidal psychopath. And, you know, I think, you know, we know this without even just by sheer accident of birth and how we stumbled into this thing that we're in right now, right? So I don't know where I'm going with all that, but there it is.
Can I elaborate on that a little? So the guy, the 28-year-old, he's an engineer. He got into engineering so he could work for my friend's video game manufacturing company. So he designs and creates video games for a living. And he just got curious one day as to, you know, like he counted started doing the state. One of the states that he came from's population and realized that it wasn't what they stated it was. So you're right, Swampy, that we have to consider who the information's coming from, and it's being reported by government. So are we to assume that they are telling the truth or not telling the truth with the existing numbers that he was able to pull from each of the governments showing that there's only 1.5 billion instead of the number that the WEF and all these other global interests are portraying. Honey, I'm on the phone. Ooh, you did get some bugs. Ew, go outside. Sorry, you got bugs.
Well, I'll dovetail onto that, and I'll say that if you just do a simple Google search, which we know, Google, but amazingly enough, they're at least honest enough to say that their population data comes from the World Bank and the U.S. Census Bureau. So here you have India at 1.438 billion, China at 1.411 billion, and United States at 334.9 million, which, you know, that's bullshit because we've suffered an invasion for the last, you know, I've been hearing that 330 number forever and ever, and I know that that's false. You know, that's been
and where's the Jewish information? We didn't get any of that.
Isn't that funny? Isn't it interesting how they burned the Census Bureau down?
Swanky, they have like five or six kids, all of these Orthodox ones. And
yeah.
Their population is still 15.5 million.
Yeah. I mean, yes, exactly. And they burned the census, you know, if New York City starts getting a little too wise, all of a sudden, it'd be a real shame if that census building burned down over there.
Oh, may I interject about Henry Ford and, you know, the international Jew, how they made it so that these kikes can't be counted as part of the census. They're just lumped in with white. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, yes. Man, and every violent mestizo who looks more like that asshole street shitter we covered earlier is being tallied as white to pump up the white fake criminal statistics. It's sickening, but that's what we look at. And so, all right, so let's see. What else did we want to cover? There was something.
Something interesting happening in California.
Sure, go ahead. Let us know.
A black woman, I think she's a senator maybe, or some representative. Maybe she was a representative. She represents a bunch of districts in Los Angeles County. And she is presenting a bill that would allow for $25,000 worth of welfare fraud where they couldn't be prosecuted. So they're going to let all these freaking people taking welfare steal $25,000 worth before they'll prosecute them.
Oh, I saw that. That's outrageous, man. That is just outrageous.
We're so screwed over here in California. They
just
put the hammer down on us with everything.
That's, I mean, you know what's really, really fucked up about California? As there is a lot of sane people in California, and over the decades, they've had Proposition 1, Proposition 4, Proposition 8, which says we the voter don't want this bullshit. And every time some traitorous dual citizen kike dyke judge jumps in and says, no, goy, California goy, you don't get to have any say in how California flows, we're going to just continue to do what we want to do as a one-party Bolshevik 2.0 California bullshit. And that is, to me, I'm stunned that the citizens of California have put up with it for as many decades as they have.
Yeah, they just don't revolt. Nobody does anything around here. they're all messed up.
No, say no, always no, honest.
They're all lefties. There's a lot of lefties here. They don't relate, and they like their lives, and they like to go and watch their football games, and their kids are preoccupied with video games and the internet, and nobody is even – they don't even notice that anything is going on. They don't relate that there's a genocide. They think that Israel is amazing. And, I mean, this is really – I think the general population of this country is kind of whacked out with this stuff. It's not just California because we're allowing it to continue. We're allowing our rights to be taken away. You know, and like we speak up, all of us are speaking up. We do the best we can to get it out there to as many people as possible. But if they don't even have the capacity to understand they're being murdered and controlled and turned and their slavery is going into a cage as opposed to the resemblance of freedom that we have here in this country. Yeah, California sucks. It's just nasty. And most of the people that are bringing these bills and things into play, they're all faggots. They're all people who have no vested interest in the future at all. They're just men. Some of them are Asian. Most of them are, and the big majority of them, especially the ones that were trying to bring all the tranny stuff into the area, where the affirming your children, or they get taken away by the Child Protective Services in California if you didn't affirm that if the school was transitioning. Like, they did so much in this area. It's nasty. There's no way, nobody's protesting any of this at all. And I wouldn't be surprised if California doesn't lead the way in a lot of this, you know, communism. And this really is, it's a form of capitalistic communist fascism at oligarch.
Absolutely.
I mean, do we have an oligarch controlled government, I would presume, because I think, you know, I don't think any of these governments came before the bankers. The bankers came before the governments. They had to, because, you know, if they go back all the way to Jesus and he's throwing them out of synagogue, whatever.
Or, right.
Right. So the bankers had to come first. They created the government. So, of course, they're in control. Of course, they're the elite. Okay, sweetheart. Thank you. Sorry. He's.
Oh, that's all right. It's great to hear your son having fun. So I found that what's going on. Look at this. Sheboon, California Democratic State Senator Lola Smallwood Cuevas has introduced SB 560, a bill that would decriminalize welfare fraud below an amount of $25,000. It would also prohibit prosecution for attempted welfare fraud and would prohibit someone from being charged with perjury if they are subject to prosecution for welfare fraud. This Negroid is essentially pulling the old It's our culture bullshit instead of having the law apply to everyone equally. This is just sickening to me. Anybody want to jump in?
Yeah, I remember back in the early 90s when the economy was, when the value of a dollar went further and groceries were darn cheap. And I was behind some goddamn spick. And she had impeccable highlights in her hair, fake nails. She was a regular at the salons. And she used her EBT or SNAP or food stamps card, whatever it was called then, to pay for her groceries. And I was just disgusted because she could afford to go to the salon, have her handbag designer or knockoff or whatever. And then she took those taxpayer-funded groceries out to her frickin' late-model Escalade. There's too much of that shit going on. It's been going on for the very longest time.
That's a great point. You know, I have a dear friend whose family is like first or second generation Swedish, and they came over, and he regularly goes and sees his relatives. And since the 80s, he's been warning them that their liberal policies were going to really blow up in their face. And they all look at him and laugh at him and say, come on, you know, you know better. But now look at this woman and explains what's going on there now. And they're finally reacting when they should have reacted, you know, a decade ago. But check this out.
In Sweden, Afghans commit 69 times more rapes than Swedes, and Algerians commit 122 times more. The most recent UK statistic shows that one in four sex crimes are committed by foreign nationals. It can be an awkward conversation to have, but those difficult conversations are usually the ones that need to be had the most. Sweden.
That is exactly right. I mean, these muds, these subhuman scum, rape decent, innocent white women, and the international Jew, the vile kike, is driving every one of these European countries and United States as well with this Kudenhove-Kalergi plan of bringing in these violent muds, and they rape, murder, they physically assault, and you know, it's time for white men to stand up, and time for all these countries to. Sweden's finally saying they're going to start sending them back, but I mean, it's probably too little, too late. Anybody want to comment on that?
Yeah, you know, I don't think white people, particularly European, have any idea that, you know, a lot of these men that are doing these rapes come from Muslim dominated countries. And in those Muslim dominated countries, what do the women do? They cover themselves from head to fucking toe. So these guys have this suppressed sexuality, and the minute they see a woman's toe or finger, they get an erection and they want to go rape her. And these, they've got these beautiful blonde women and white women, and that's exactly what they want to rape. So they're not controlling themselves in any way, shape, or form. And these wonderful white women and European girls over there have no clue. They think they're, you know, I see them walking down the street being harassed by 15, 20 men, and they're still being nice. Like, if that was me, I would be punching, hitting, then get the fuck away from me, you goddamn freaks. I'd be screaming. I would be acting up. I would not be succumbing to their disgusting behavior. I think that a lot of people forgot how to fight back. I watch these people get beat up by blacks in their countries, even in America. When I see little kids, these big black monsters beating the shit out of like a 7-year-old blonde kid, it freaking freaks me out. This is one of the reasons I homeschool, because I have that 7-year-old blonde kid. And I can't put him in a place where somebody could try to do that to him. Even though he's at home, I'm still teaching him how to fight. You know, they have to learn how to fight back. You can't let somebody hit you or say things to you, or even if you're a woman, you know, they need to make a big deal out of this, but they're succumbing to it and acting demure, like they still have to be maintain their femininity or something, instead of saying, hey, man, these people are terrorizing me. Instead, they're walking through the street, you know, in with mini skirts on and shorts. And that's perfectly fine, because that's the culture of the European people. It's Western culture. But it is not the culture of these fuckers that they're bringing into your countries. Their women are covered from head to toe so they don't get raped.
Well, I shared a video with G-Man last night about this little girl being interviewed, kind of showing how serious the problem is in England. And whenever we talk about the welfare and Gibbs and all that shit, just remember, I mean, this is me, once again, broken record. Every fucking stream I'm on, I need to remind people that the money isn't real. It's fucking counterfeit as fuck. So they can create as much as they want to buy people off, to blackmail, extort, contract, kill, whatever. And raise armies against the folk in a particular country, especially this dumbed-down economic zone we live in now. So, you know, you're not wrong, but the thing is like, until we address the counterfeiting, that's one thing that people, you know, you can be Jew asleep all you want. But if you take their power away, vis-a-vis the central counterfeiting machine, then they become less effective to do their schemes. So, I mean, that's just one thing people got to keep in the back of their mind. And the more awareness you bring to that, the better off we are. And it's non-controversial. You're not going to get the door slammed in your face talking about the phony private Federal Reserve. You're going to, you know, but if you say, oh, these vile kikes are behind all the, you know, there's two different approaches we can take. And I think the, you know, the central counterfeiting is definitely an approach we can take without much backlash. So,
you know what? And, you know, I agree with you there. And I think that I may have found a third option with the same direction that you're speaking about, because without control of our money, we don't have anything. I totally agree. The government and the money are very important, but we got to start by trying to do this. So I have been researching how to start a bank. Okay. Because I think that there needs to be a bank that isn't, you know, Christianity doesn't allow usury either. So
it used to not. They don't enforce that anymore.
True Christianity does not allow usury. And, you know, this might be a way to take the whatever high ranking Zionist Christians and evangelical Zionists. I don't even call them Christians or evangelical Zionists. Those people might, you know, lean in this direction because there's a lot of really wealthy ones out there. And, you know, at this point, I don't care who comes over. But I think it's important to, you know, go down these roads and think about starting things that help improve white people's lives. And I think this is the big deal with what's that man that everybody's saying when Davis knows what who I'm talking about. MG, he's one of our white nationalist guys, and he exposes everything. But when he gets down to the end of it, he's like, we got to forgive the Jews and love them, right?
E. Michael Jones bullshit. Hey, I just want to make a quick point here that this excellent montage of every single time Jews unite to defend policy on Syrian refugees with few exceptions. Jewish groups lead push to crack open doors to Jewish refugees. Citing Holocaust, Swiss Jews demand open door for migrants. French Jews plan coordinated push to help Syrian refugees. Jews push Washington to admit more refugees. Over 1,000 U.S. rabbis petition lawmakers to welcome refugees. They're not refugees, you lying fucking kikes. Jewish groups slam White House for baby steps on Syrian. Dutch Jewish refugee village may shelter Syrians. I mean, every single time. All right, we've reached the end of the show. So don't forget, tonight I'm going to give everybody their last say. And don't forget that if you like what the hosts are doing at FTJ.com, click on that little green button and donate to your favorite host. Like right now, you can donate live. But if your host isn't live, you can go to a video, start playing one of their videos, and below it will be this button, tip your favorite host. So if you can afford to, support the host, because we all put a ton of time into these shows. That being said, thanks, everybody. Thanks to Scorpio. Tune in tonight on Davis Lerman Show, 8 to 11. It'll be a great discussion between Davis and Dave Scorpio. And so let's give Hund Blonde, then Always Honest, then we'll let Dave Straight Out of Swampton have the final word. Any final thoughts, Hund Blonde?
I've just been very honored, Giuseppe, to get to be a part of this, and especially humbled by the presence of Always Honest, Straight Out of Swampton, and Scorpio with such big brains. I'm just, I think I'll, from here on out, just stay in the chat. But it was a good opportunity, and today's reminder that today commemorates the death of Adolf Hitler. So that's all I got to say.
Great point. Well, anytime you're feeling you want to join the show, we've got to do more of these call-in shows. I've gotten away from it, but these are always really entertaining and insightful. So open invitation, and we're honored that you would join us, and I'm glad you did. So Always Honest, as always, you brought the pain known as truth. And tomorrow night, you'll be along with Klasha at Ladies Night on Davis' show. So what's your final thoughts?
My final thoughts are we need to put our heads together and in real life form not necessarily groups, organizations, but mindsets and a culture that promotes white people and the successes of white people. And I think that organizing a bank for people that want something different than what we have available to us out there is one way to do it. And the way to do it is to do it as a co-op bank where everybody has a piece of the bank. This is what I'm learning. And that way everybody has a vested interest because they own not only their money is invested in the bank, but they own a portion of the bank as well. So it's a co-op owned bank. The regulations are very different and it's just a consideration. So there's some bigger brains than me out there. Think about this and let's get something together where we can.
No, that is an excellent, excellent point. And we've got to cover that in much greater detail. In fact, we should do shows dedicated to just that because you combine a co-op bank with various private membership associations, and suddenly you can cut the vile kike out of many aspects of your life. Great point, and we have to go deeper into that, but of course not today. So Dave, straight out of Swampton, your final thoughts, and then we'll be done.
I think on the always honest note, study the Bank of North Dakota. They are the only state-owned bank, meaning the non-federal. She's right. There needs to be an ownership component to everyone. The problem is that we're kind of pro-white here, so I don't want to give a nod. I don't want to be a member of a bank that has to go repossess a Nog's Lexus. So we need to think about how to approach this from not just, ownership, but who, And that's the other thing. It would be great if you had a time carved out where we could talk about solutions like this, because this is the way.
Yeah,
Agree. I always
thanks to everybody.
It.
Thanks to Dave Scorpio, Dave straight out of Swampton. What an honor to have Hundy Blondie join us, and an equal honor to have Always Honest join us. Tune in tonight for Davis Lerman. Don't forget we have brilliant, brilliant hosts like Flood, Nick from Night Nation Review, so many others, and FTJmedia.com. Support the network, support the host, and that's it for today. See you Friday. And it'll be, one last thing I didn't mention is we've got FTJ Pro for $50 a year. You can do your own show and join the network. And one of the a fella who's going to be the guest Friday, as I scroll down, he had 100,000 followers on YouTube and life was grand and he was making bank. And then the YouTube screwed him and destroyed him. But Jeffrey Doherty is come to FTJ Media via FTJ Pro, and he's going to make a commitment to making FTJ Pro in the days ahead his primary platform, and he still has 20,000 followers, and he wants to grow it here. So it'll be me, Zach, Jeffrey Doherty, and Glenn Streeter. So you have four based white men of various generations discussing what it's going to take for alpha white males to take back their lives and their countries and champion their families. It's going to be a great show. So tune in Friday, and don't forget all tonight, Davis and David Scorpio and all the other great shows. So I hope you had a great Wednesday, hump day. You enjoyed the show, and God bless us all.